Oh my gosh, it's been ages since we've had a guest on the show.
I know.
Yeah. Are you our first guest for the season?
Yeah, I think so.
OMG.
No way.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria. And this is season 3, episode 11 of Sticky Pickles, Pea Monster, and Guest Indiscretion. And we have a special guest this week, although I feel like, Carol, you should introduce your own better half.
No.
By the way, we have John with us.
Hello.
John lost a bet.
I'm glad you're here, John.
Lovely to be here.
Yay.
See, he's going to call me out if he knows I'm faking something. So, yeah. Mm.
Well, on that note, what's your sticky pickle then, Kroll?
All right. Pea Monster. Okay. So we have a lesbian couple, Sally and Nicole. They currently live in like a cozy one-bed apartment, and they're waiting for their brand new house to close. Okay. Because the thing is, they are soon going to be a family of four because Sally is 8 months pregnant with twins.
Mm. Bless. Oh.
she is huge. Okay. Yeah. She feels huge. Her ankles like super swollen. None of her clothes or shoes fit. Right. She lives in a dressing gown all day. Like, she can't wait to get the two basketballs out of her, you know. Yeah. Yeah. John, can you relate?
Well, actually, no. I was just thinking, I have a similar situation. None of my shoes fit. I don't know how, but I've gone up 2 shoe sizes during lockdowns.
Not wearing shoes for a year will do that to you.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah. It is.
I've splayed.
That is an excellent deployment of splayed, I just have to say.
Did you get shorter?
I didn't get any shorter, no. I think I've been prone a lot more than usual as well. So I may be taller. I've not even tried any of my clothes on, so they probably don't
Everything's
fit.
Everything's robes. No clothes. But
I'm sure it's
robes.
Much worse for people with two babies inside.
Yeah, it's great living with you, by the way. It's great living with you during the pandemic. It's been great.
I do wear some clothes, I should point out. I've not just been nude for 2 years.
I mean, okay. You wouldn't be the first or only person who rode this out nude. I mean,
I was talking about my going out clothes. my leaving the house clothes, which are very distinct from my in the house clothes.
True.
Back to the story. Nicole, Sally's wife, is trying to be super supportive of the sitch, but she is the only one working right now. And with the new house coming, okay, we know the drill. Now, Nicole is an investigative journalist currently working on a super hot story, like the one that could make her, like in her dream, she's like, I could get a book deal out of this one.
And she's the one who's 8 months pregnant?
No, she's married to Sally, who is 8 months pregnant.
Okay, Sally. Okay, yeah. Okay, I was trying to get the names right. Okay, yeah. Sally is pregnant. Nicole is investigative journalisting.
Yeah, and working and paying and trying to get the house mortgage for the new house done and on a big story and working her ass off. And at home, she's got 8 month pregnant Sally, who's having a hard time. So it's all a bit stressy.
It's a lot at once. Yeah.
So, like, no question, Nicole's working all the hours God gives her, long, stressful hours, but is doing her best to be thoughtful and kind to Sally for obvious reasons, right?
And oh, yeah.
Be honest, right now, they're kind of rubbing along, you know? Sally's heaving her big ass belly around the place, and Nicole's working her butt off nonstop.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Now, when you're in these situations where things are a bit stressful and stuff, small things can start to bug you, right?
And no.
like children.
Must you breathe?
Does that sound familiar, John?
I do watch a lot of Bruce Willis, so yes.
That's great. Very good. And there is one thing that Sally does since she got pregnant that drives Nicole around the bend. And it's something that she cannot help. And it's something that virtually all pregnant women that I've known of experience, especially near the end of pregnancy.
Is it eating coal?
Weirdly.
Oddly specific. Okay.
I heard that was a thing.
It's peeing all the time.
Like in the toilet, though.
Yes, but having to just go to it for a pee all the time. Yeah. Like 8,000 times a day.
At the window.
No, she's not putting her...
She's not like wetting the sofa or something.
No, she's not like...
Yeah. Okay.
But it's like, you know, a lot. And especially now that she's 8 months pregnant, her bladder is like being squooshed to nothing. Mm. They live in a small place. Sally's huge. So this is the situation Nicole can't stand, right? So it's at nighttime. So Sally has to pee. She wakes up. She groans. She then heaves herself out of bed, groaning as she does it. She pulls herself up using the nightstand, which always clatters against the bed. I mean, you know, how is Nicole supposed to sleep through this, right? But then, and then there's the angry self whispers where it's like, where did I put my phone? Where did I put my phone?
God damn it.
You know, and then she finds it, right, to put the torch on. And then she always has the torch pointed at Nicole's face when she's doing it.
Oh.
And then she goes, oh my God, did I wake you? Oh my God, sorry.
My husband's having PTSD right now. Listening
And if Sally can't find her phone and she needs to pee, she'll do the walk to the bathroom blind. And that's when she hits the bedpost or the door in her way. So bang, crash, stifled swearing, you know, puts on the bathroom light, has a fan, then there's the flush. It's just a freaking nightmare. And every single time it happens now, it gets worse and worse for Nicole. It's just because she's exhausted, right?
Oh, poor Nicole.
And there's a one bed apartment right now.
Mm-hmm. And presumably it gets longer and longer as well, because as she gets bigger and bigger, she's going to get slower and slower.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. It's right. And this is now happening like 3-4 times a night. And it might be okay for Sally, although I'm sure anyone pregnant out there is going to go, fuck you, Carol. But it might be tolerable for Sally because she's not working right now. So she can kind of doze during the day and get a few cat naps in. But Nicole is just fracking exhausted and needs to focus and is sleep deprived.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Amphetamines.
Drugs.
No, not for the pregnant lady, obviously. That would be insane.
To be clear. Problem solved. We're done.
Okay, so she just needs to cane it and become a drug addict and everything will be fine.
No, that's not recommended generally. No. I'm sure there's, you know, similar things you can get from the shops. Keep you awake all day long.
Because Nicole did do a spot of research, right? And she lands on an incredible solution.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Do you have any ideas, Maria, before I...
What I would suggest to them or what her research yielded? Oh God. This is not going to get any better for years, so... Honestly, I think it's very valid for Nicole to say that this is disrupting her sleep, because sleep is sacred for all parties. So they need to, like, I'm sure Sally's not going to enjoy being told all this, because she's going to do the whole like, I'm the size of a boat and I'm pregnant and it sucks and I can't sleep and it's very uncomfortable. But Nicole also needs to sleep.
Yeah. Like, what is Sally supposed to do? Not drink, right? Like,
there's got to be a way to be a smidge more quiet and considerate, like the shining the light in Nicole's face. Yeah. Like, come on.
Well, there's also night lights, right? Yeah. You could have a little kind of dim light so you wouldn't need to turn your phone on.
You know, especially motion censored night lights. So when she walks, she stands up, it goes bing, and then she can see everything. Yeah, okay, I like it.
I have red night lights in my house, so they don't disrupt your sleep. And you don't have to worry about like your eyes readjusting to the light, but it lets you see where you're going. It looks a little satanic, like at night when you drive.
Yeah, you don't need a lot of light.
Yeah, but at night when you're driving around my neighborhood and you see my house, there's like red light coming from the upper floors. It's like, what kind of weird Satan worship are they doing in there? But it's great for the eyes. Just saying.
Well, this is not what Nicole finds. And she finds an incredible solution. Like, it's so perfect. She goes out and sorts out the logistics.
Okay.
So
I'm intrigued.
It's bedtime the following night. They're tucked in.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicole says, "Sally, I have a surprise for you."
Sheepy.
Sheepy. What, she could just pee out the window?
Shee-wee, sheepy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, gives her a gift bag full of tissue paper and, you know, not like to,
right. Not Sunday. Just pee in here.
Yeah.
It'll soak it right up.
God. It's like camping. Except it's not.
So Sally is going, "Oh my God, you shouldn't have," and is like tossing out the tissue paper and going in and pulls out this quite big thing, right? And it's wrapped up and she pulls it out. And can you guess what it is? Adult diapers.
No.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, no.
Have they got a picture of elderly people on them? Smiling merrily.
Yeah, they always have 50-year-olds, like you know, playing tennis.
Thumbs up.
Yes. I was thinking there's always a sport that they're playing. Like, we're active seniors. And they look way younger than they're supposed to be. And they're always in, like, a smart cardigan and pastel shades. It's amazing. Yeah.
Okay, so adult diapers. So you're the 8-month pregnant with twins, Sally. What do you do now receiving this?
They must have to be extra massive ones as well, presumably, because
there's adults of all sizes.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You don't pee out of your belly button either.
Not sure if you know that one, John. Just thought we would let you know.
I was concerned about that. So what is that?
No one knows.
It's the on-off switch.
No.
And
oh, I see.
I actually told my kid that, and she believed it for a good while. It was great.
Love that. So yeah, adult diapers. You're being presented this, going, and you know, with the plea,
so
going, "Look,
shitty.
This is a win-win," says Nicole. Right? Like, you
just piss
get
yourself.
To just pee. I get to sleep. There's no rustling around, moving around. What's the problem?
This you get to great. Wear a soggy diaper on top of being 8 months pregnant with twins.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm thinking. She pees
5 times.
Right.
Soggy.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And again, they're about to be dealing with diapers for like 3 years.
Maybe it's prep work. Maybe.
Yeah. Like, you want extra of that? Yeah. Yeah. You don't want extra of that. You want as little of that as possible. Who wants extra diaper duty? Seriously?
So your advice for for lovely
not
Nicole
that.
Is like, yeah. No. No.
Go yeah, back in but... time and don't do
no.
that.
No. No.
I was going to say earplugs and a face mask over your, like an eye mask. That might, you know, help. Or maybe a white noise machine.
Totally. Yeah.
But diapers. Oh, God. Like, she'll need them after the baby, not before.
Yeah. See, I think that's a really good point. You're increasing your time of diapering. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do extra diapers. No,
no
extra diapers.
And
that's
I
terrible.
Would be like, fuck you with your diapers. Fuck
I'm
you.
Helping.
I'm 8 months fucking pregnant. Go sleep in the yeah. office. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, it's not Sally that they should be trying to fix here. It's Nicole who's having the problem, right?
Right.
Yeah, honestly, if I was in Nicole's situation, I'd be like, I'm going to use this as an opportunity to get a good night's sleep in the guest room or on the sofa, and I'd be probably very happy about it. Because there's no way Sally's getting any sleep. She's miserable. She's getting up gazillions of times to pee. Her back hurts. Her belly hurts. Every ligament hurts.
Yeah.
She's got a headache.
Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
Yeah, Nicole.
No, it's, you know, I can't be mad at Nicole, though, because it sucks for everybody. Like, you know, Sally is the one that's pregnant and bearing that. But like, they're going through this together.
Having her piss herself. When she doesn't need to have an adult diaper is a bit much.
Yeah, definitely don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't okay. do that.
I would say the gift bag with the tissue paper in it is a better idea.
Pee in this bag! That's better than the... God. Pee in a bag.
We'll be right back.
Maria, tell me about guest indiscretion, your sticky pickle.
My sticky pickle is guest indiscretion. Yes. So there's no peeing in bags in my story.
Oh, God. Okay, well, listen anyway.
Yeah, I hope I can keep your attention despite that. So we have our wonderful host, host extraordinaire, Patricia. And she has a lovely home. It is probably like a 3-bedroom house. So she has her own bedroom. She has the second bedroom is her office, and her third bedroom is set up as a guest room. She lives by herself. So she gets all this space and she does with it as she pleases.
Yeah.
So as you might imagine, if you own a nice sized house and she happens to live in like a reasonably well-populated, like city-ish area, like the inner city suburbs, she's a very popular person to stay with for when people want to crash. Like if they need to stay somewhere for a little bit or they want to visit the city. They're like, well, Patricia's got that big house in the guest room, and it's very well, you know, accommodated and everything.
Let's so just go stay there. Yeah.
She's got the space. Not only that, but Patricia loves hosting people. She really enjoys it. She's that kind of person who's like, I have coordinated bath towels for the guest room, so they know that those are theirs. And I always have that little gift basket with, like, travel-sized soap. Some people get really into that. I'm not like that, but I don't know. People do that. And Patricia has generously offered to her good friend Julia, who lives in the vicinity, come stay at my place in my guest room because Julia is vacating her home for a few weeks while she has to move apartments. So she needs a place to crash. And Patricia's like, I got the space for you. Come on over. My guest room is ready for you.
Yeah. I've got loads of room. I've got an amazing place. Da-da-da-da-da.
It's convenient. Like, what else could you want?
I like you, Julia.
Yeah, they're friends. They are definitely buddies. And Patricia is, as I said, she's an excellent host. So the whole time Julia's staying with her, it's like fantastic wine, not the cheap stuff, but like actually good wine paired well with good food that Patricia either gets catered or she makes herself. It's a generally delightful time. And Julia's, she's very comfortable in that guest room. And when Patricia has said to Julia, you know, make yourself at home, she means it. And Julia has felt like she is at home there. Like one could almost imagine being roommates. But so fast forward 2 weeks that Julia has been staying as a guest in Patricia's home. Everything is still going well. Ooh. Yeah, 2 weeks is a long time, right? Like
Yeah, 2 weeks is quite a, oh, my house isn't quite ready yet. Can I come to yours for a day or two? Normal. Can I come to yours for
like a month?
2+ weeks? A month? See, that's pretty serious.
We've had people stay at our house for like...
Yeah, you've done that, right?
I don't know, 3 months.
Yeah, but they weren't saying, oh, girl really likes having people come to stay so she can give us fresh towels.
That's true.
We'll go there for a month.
No, they needed a place. Like, exactly.
We're students and we have no home.
And most guests, like, yeah, that's true. Okay, that's true. Yeah.
Did they make themselves scarce while they were staying with you or?
Yes. Like we've never had bad guests that stayed long term. We've had a few bad guests that have stayed short term. But very few. And most of them.
You naming any names?
It was dishy. I like it.
John?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's true, actually, yes.
Oh,
that was, you know, mitigating circumstances there.
I know, but fuck.
Jesus Christ.
If you're listening to this, you're on a shit list.
He can't. He's dead.
Oh, and you killed him.
That was part of the problem.
No, okay.
Yes. It was so bad that John had to murder him.
Oh, my God. This took a very dark turn, and I'm here for it.
But yeah, but most people stay 3 days, like, so not 2 weeks. So, okay, a good point.
Yeah, what's that? Fish and visitors stink after 3 days, whatever. Yeah, so Julia's...
Oh, I've never heard that.
It's a supposed Ben Franklinism that is probably not from him. Anyway, so Julia's been a very good guest, and Patricia has no complaints. It's like a miracle, frankly. So Patricia, the amazing host that she is, has decided one night while Julia's over, you know, the more the merrier. Why don't I invite one of my other friends over for like a dinner, the three of us? Because he lives just like a block away. He's a
Totes.
Quick walk.
Yeah, party it up. Yeah.
I'm friends with him. I'm friends with Julia. The three of us should just have dinner. Like, I'll make the dinner. He brings the wine. Julia brings the company. We'll have a great time. And that friend's name is Brian. Not
Okay, good.
Brian, again, he's a quick walk over from Patricia's place, and they're often at each other's houses because they're practically neighbors. Brian shows up. He brings a great bottle of wine. The wine starts pouring. Conversation is electric. Sparks are flying. Julia is having the time of her life, laughing her head off. Brian is also having a great time.
Fabulous.
And Patricia, as the wine continues and as the hours pass, she sees Julia and Brian sort of nudging their chairs a little closer to each other. And they've never met before this. She quickly realizes, Patricia, that she's becoming a bit of a third wheel in her own home.
Eek. Oh, my God. I would clear out, though, if that happened. And that has happened in my house. You just kind of go, da 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 da, I'll go check on the plants.
Really? How long did you stay out checking on the plants for?
Well, I mean, she has a nice home. So it's not like she has a one room. It's not like she's in the other corner, right? Presumably she can go to, you know, any other room in the house. And
stay there for like a few hours or?
Well, until someone comes looking for her.
Oh, I just need to lie down.
Like, if she likes Julia and Julia's getting on with her buddy Brian and they're kind of getting a bit schmooshy, I'd clear. Anyway, I would, I think. John?
Has Patricia got her eye on Brian? Is that the problem?
She does not. No. They're just buddies. Mm-hmm. So you would say you would make yourself scarce.
Yeah.
Is what I'm hearing.
Well, also, I don't know. That could be a little awkward. That whole, I'm just going to leave you two lovebirds alone together.
We don't say that.
A total mood killer.
Go, I'll go make tea and then forget about the tea and get distracted by
Brian does something. Live like a block away, though. I'm just reminding us all of that. Anyway.
That's a big deal, though, for Julia to go, oh, I'm just going to go over to Brian's now.
Well, but no, but Patricia could say, oh, did you know Brian's house? They have an entirely different layout than us. Why don't we go see it? Oh, I can't come. I need a poop.
I need a poop.
I need a poop. Sorry, diarrhea. Every time. It'll save you. Seriously.
Sticky pickles. That's what it's about, right?
That's right. Every time
attention.
It'll save you. I think. I appreciate that. I'm really glad that you brought up these tactics to deal with this because that is exactly what the sticky pickle is about. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fast forward like a day. So that evening ended. Brian departed on his own accord. There was no, I'm going to make myself scarce on Patricia's part. It just, you know, Julie and Brian have met. They're clearly smitten, but nothing doing that night anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day, it's a work day. And, you know, Julia is not working at the moment because she's in between apartments getting stuff ready. But Patricia heads to work. So she's gone for the day. Julia is at home alone in Patricia's house.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
When Patricia comes home that evening, she finds Julia and Brian clearly a little bit rumpled and flushed sitting on Patricia's couch together. Brian is a little embarrassed, but, you know, they're dressed and stuff. Nothing seems to be up.
Is it a leather couch or is it fabric?
He's not tenting, you mean?
He's not tenting. There is no weird smell in the living room anyway. But once Brian leaves, because he very quickly makes himself scarce, Julia very quickly divulges to Patricia because she can barely hold it in that, oh, yeah, Julia and Brian definitely had sex in the guest room.
Okay, not on the couch.
Not on the couch.
And not in Patricia's bedroom, which would be the worst.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, that would be just beyond bad. Mm-hmm.
It would be beyond bad unless you gave permission. It's just, yeah.
Right. It has to, would have to be consent.
I don't know, the front stoop might be worse, depending on the neighborhood, you know.
Something. Yeah, it could be something.
Against the front
about.
Window, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some areas are down with that, some are not.
Well, the thing with Patricia is, she feels a little grossed out by this and a little bit disrespected.
Oh, God.
Well, here's the thing. She can't articulate why. And Julia also doesn't understand why. Because she's like, listen, I will wash the sheets myself, Patricia. Like, I'm not going to ask you to do that. I'll take care of all that. But Patricia is basically like, I don't know why, but that's not enough. Like, I'm just a little uncomfortable with this. So they're in a bit of a bind where everyone's kind of like, nobody's mad at each other, but everyone's uncomfortable. And so what do you think? Who's right? What do we do in this situation?
This is a bit like someone saying, oh, yeah, sure, you can use the bathroom. And then someone uses the bathroom and go, oh, my God, did you poo? How dare you poo?
Yeah. A month. If you're saying I need a room for a month, you're kind of expecting that room to be used for all the things a person might do in a month.
Okay, and that includes bodily fluids. Is that what you're saying?
Not necessarily all of them, but, you know, some.
Literally every body fluid just on display.
Bile.
So I think Patricia's thing is that they had sex in her house when Brian lives like a block away. Why didn't they just go to his house?
That does seem like a poor decision.
Oh, that is okay, yeah.
Is it snowy outside?
Nope. There's no like barrier.
Also, though, what does she care? Because the moment hit them. Because there was a bed. Because like
was it because she hadn't put fresh towels out that day?
It's clearly the reason why. Maybe the toothpaste hadn't been refreshed just so, and you know the mint wasn't on the pillow.
Maybe Brian's a pig. Maybe Brian's flat is absolutely disgusting, and there's no way if she saw it, there's no way she would sleep with him. Maybe he has a pet iguana, you know, and she hates lizards.
So how would we tell Patricia to get over it? Just like fucking get over it, or
well, like what's she gonna do? Like she's gonna lose her friend over this. Like what is her friend supposed to do? What will make it better, Patricia? That would be my question.
That's a good point.
I had sex in the guest room with a man. I'm sorry. I didn't know that was in the rules. It's happened. What do I do to make it better?
You want me to delete the footage? I'll delete it in front of you so you can see it happen.
And then the backups.
Okay, that's it for this week's Sticky Pickles. Huge thank you, husband.
Very enjoyable, delightful, had a lovely time. Yes.
Yeah? Do you think you'll ever want to come on and, you know, tell your own sticky pickle?
Sure. I'm sure I've got some pickles I can dig up.
Seriously? Can you come on next week? I'm putting you on the spot.
Do it. Yay!
Yeah, because next week is our last episode of the series. And maybe we do a bumper episode and have three stories.
Whoa, that's a lot of pickles.
Ooh, I know.
It's like half a jar.
It's going to be great. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Tell us. Maria, how do peeps get in touch?
As always, they can get in touch with email, hello@stickypickles.com, or via the socials. We're at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. You can find us on the getshuffle.app and connect with us in our little community there. But anything else you need, you can always find on stickypickles.com.
Whoop! See you guys next week!
See you next week!
See you next week, I guess. Bye!
You'll be great! We got him!
We got him!